Bar Yisrael, the Jew, the Yisle Dina Bahadi Lochri, if you have a Din Torah, you have a court case between a guy, is Lishtamet Minevav. If the court case comes out that you have to go to a judge during Chodesh Av, a question means at least until Tisha B'Av, the first 9 days, don't go to the court case. Try and push it off. Dereya Mazlei, because it's a bad mazel for Klal Yisrael then. These 9 days of Av is a bad mazel. If possible, try and push off or get the court case earlier or later. Try and get the court case going during Chodesh Adar. The Barya Mazli. Then our mazel is strong. Then we have a good mazel. So if possible, push it off. Don't go to the Din Torah now during Av. Rather, push it off towards Adar. No. There is a mazel. We had more before us, so we all do. It was more going because the man yom yesh mazel b'Yisrael. We had before a Pinchas, of course, by Reb Lezer ben Pedos. He was very poor. So Hashem said, if you want, I'll change over the world. Maybe you'll be born in a better mazel, you'll be rich then. This more going, maybe we all yesh mazel. You have to know what that means, but Pesach says, lo seis lochem achris b'tikva. Hashem will give us achris, something at the end, and hope, let's give us hope, to have an achris, to have an end. Is Amr Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Shmuel, b'Shelus m'Shmei d'Rav, elu t'kolim u'kli pishtin. What does it mean, something you have a hope for that's going to last a long time? That's like to call him a palm tree. A palm tree stays a long time. And who are din klei pishtin? The best type of material you have, kelim that stays the longest, is klei pishtin. That's flax. If you have a flax suit, that stays the longest. So Rashi says to call him lisparnas mehem. If you have a palm tree, you get good panosa from it. Sheyesh mehem b'bovel, harbe. In Bovel, they have a lot of palm trees. Because I mean the parakam, we had the gemara before, that Ula ikloy l'bovel, Ula went up to Bovel, chaz yamolet sin the tamri. You see, everybody was buying a whole basket full of dates for $1. Vaita klipishton luvish. If you have flax clothing, it's also very good, it stays a long time. A person in the Bresha says that vayomer rei reich b'ni kereich soda. Yaakov Avinu said he smells the clothing, the smell of his clothing, like the reich hasoda. Asher berchu Hashem, that Hashem gave a bracha. So I'm Rav Yehuda, b'Rei d'Rav Shmuel, b'Shelus m'Shmei d'Rav. What did Yaakov Avinu smell? Kereich soda shot tapuchim. It smelled like the smell of apples. As brought down, that was the smell of Gan Eden, like the smell of apples. Tosfos says here shot tapuchim means Yesh b'parshim tapuchim kereich esrogim. Smells like an esrog, not like an apple and esrog. A Gan Eden smells like a esrogim. Right. Then the Mishnah says now, Shabbos, Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Soichoi, is Asurim L'Sapa L'Chabbos. The week that Tisha B'Av comes out on, in other words, if Tisha B'Av comes out anywhere from Sunday until that Friday or Thursday, that week is called the week that Tisha B'Av comes out. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Thursday, so that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is called the week that Tisha B'Av comes out on. That week, you're not allowed to wash clothing, also l'chabes, u'l'sapa, you can't take haircut. You can't cut your hair on that week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. Tomorrow says, Amar Rav Nachman, l'ayshana was only learned el l'chabes, v'lilbush. What's also to do this week? You can't put your clothing in the washing machine, wash your clothing, if you have in mind to wear it this week. Because you're not allowed to wear fresh clothing during the 9 days. Or the Baal will not go in the 9 days. The Baal Mikra da Mikra Din is only that week that Tisha B'Av comes out on. Let's say you want to put your clothing into the washing machine now. But you don't want to wear it this week. You want to wait and you'll first wear it after Tisha B'Av. But you want to at least have clean clothing now. You want to start washing now. He holds the smutter. That's Rav Nachman Svara. You'll have to wash now to leave it over. That's smutter. Rav Sheshi says, no. Afilo lechabes ulaniach is also wasa. Even to wash it now, even though you don't want to wear it, just to leave it over, that's also wasa. Rav says, afilo lechabes laniach, kadei sheyilbosh liach hazman, liach haTishbav. Even though you want to wash it now, on the Monday, Tishbav is going to be Wednesday. So you want to wash it that Monday in order to wear it on Thursday, still it's wasa. Why, Rashi says, it looks like you're taking your mind away from Ninyan of Avelis. That week, you're supposed to be learning like Avelis. We lost Yerushalayim. We're like an oval that week. So it's supposed to say to be thinking about the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. And if you're oisik in doing things of simchum, or of washing your clothing, or taking a haircut, that looks like you're mesiach das. You're taking your mind away from thinking about the avelis, and you're doing kibbutz begodim. Therefore, even though you don't plan to wear the begodim today, just the action of washing the clothing, that's also wasser. Washing clothing is also wasser. Even though you're wearing it later, you're not going to wash the clothing on this week. And that's the way Paskin Halacha like that. You're not even allowed to wash the clothing, even though you just want to leave it over till after Tishuv. Omer Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet brings a proof to his pshat. Teidar bring you a proof. The batlei katzrei devei Rav. That whole week, devei Rav in Rav's house, he let his katzrei, his washer, his cleaner man, go home. He didn't have the man, his laundry man. He had a laundry man that used to do the wash the whole year. And on this week, he freed him, go home. So why did he let him go home for? If you tell him you're allowed to wash the clothing now, and ask to let it store and be clean, and you wear it at the Tishah B'Av, so you shouldn't let him go free. You should have used him this week. Let him wash the clothing, or just also to wear them. Since Rav freed the laundry man, Taraya, you're not allowed to make laundry on this week. Trash Yomra, Sheshes Teda, Tiafilu Lachabis Laniach is also wasser. Because Katsri, Kach Shemam, that's the laundry man's name. Beloshin Yishmael. An Arab Loshin, you call it Katsri. Name Kaifsin, and they wash the clothing. Shemati Yomim Al Shem Shemakatsrim Big Ditzemer. Another reason is because when you wash the clothing shrink. Loshin of Kotzer means cutting. So Mikits of these washmen, they cut your clothing. Because when you wash the wool, it shrinks. Or Rashi says, Kishadar Samaisim Raglayim, Pamayim, Shikarim Pulya, Vahina Shemtagim Olayim. That when Rashi says, when you step on it on the water, it makes it shrink. Tay says, Pasha Tay says, Shemekatsana Megodim Aydei Rechitza Samayim. When you wash your clothing shrinks in the water. So therefore, we call a laundry man a katsri, a cutter. He's like cutting, shortening your clothing for you. Now, the kid Sarav sent home his laundry man that week. Sarav, you're not going to do any laundry at all that week. Not only to wear it as an asar, but or then just to leave it over to wear afterwards, also it's asar. Master of Amunah. Amunah has a kasha now. Says in the Mishnah, V'chamishi mutarim. On Thursday, then it's mutter to wash your clothing. Why? Mifnei kovra Shabbos. It's mutter because of kovra Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to wash your clothing on Thursday. In other words, really you should wash it on Friday, but on Friday you're too busy making the challahs, cleaning the house. So the minute used to be, you wash the clothing on Thursday on the kovra Shabbos, and third Friday you have time to take care of the house. By kol ponim, you wash the clothing on Thursday, it's mutter. No. For tomorrow Lamai, what are we talking about right now? Ilay Malachabis Vililbosh, if you want to say the guy wants to wash to wear the clothing, that you're allowed to wear it right now, Zrashi. Ilay Malachabis Vililbosh Miyad Vachamishi, that you're allowed to wear it today on Thursday. For tomorrow, my cover of Shabbos Ika. What do you have to say as far as cover of Shabbos? There's no cover of Shabbos right now. If you tell me for some reason on Thursday you're allowed to wash the clothing, and you're allowed to wash the clothing to wear it, so what do you mean if they cover the Shabbos? There's no cover of Shabbos involved in wearing new clothing on Thursday. So what does the Mishnah mean you're allowed to wash the clothing on Thursday? Elot means laniach. It means you're allowed to wash it on Thursday and leave it over to wear it first on Shabbos. Shrashi elav. Lechabes laniach ad Shabbos. You're allowed to wash it on Thursday and first leave it over until Shabbos. That's, it could be Shabbos came out, Tishma came out on Shabbos, could be that year, let's say. So, El Laniach, El Laniach. So, Mara is Medayik now, Uvachamishi Hudishori. It's only mutter to wash the clothing and leave it over on Thursday, that's all. Avala Shabbos Kulu Asa. But Mashma, do that on Wednesday would be Asa. Mashma, that week, you're now going to wash the clothing on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm not to leave it over to wear the new clothing on Shabbos. That's Asa. So, Mashma, clearly, like Rosh Hashanah, that you're not allowed to wash the clothing even for the purpose of just leaving it over. So Mar says, no, could be there's no right here. L'yoylam l'chabes v'lubash. Really, I'll tell you, we're talking about another case, wants to wash it, and he wants to wear it right now. Mamash wants to wear it on Thursday. Strashim yad v'chamishi. Like, really, it could be. Stam to wash the clothing to leave him over, it's mutter. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any day you want. If you just want to wash the clothing, but you don't want to wear them, just leave them over to after Tisha B'Av, it could be that's mutter any day. That was saying a special day, Thursday, you're allowed to wash the clothing, it means that you want to wear them right now also. Ah, you're not allowed to wear new clothing now. The Teretz says that by a person, Ukshain lo yela cholak echad. You have a person, he only has one suit. He only has one shirt. So pshat is like this. He only has one shirt. Now, the last time he washed it was the time last Friday. Now it comes the next Thursday. If he's not going to wash it Thursday, when it comes Shabbos, his shirt is going to be full of bugs, incense, and full of kinim, and it's not going to be covered on Shabbos. So Mela, we let him wash his clothing on Thursday to cover on Shabbos. But when this guy washes his shirt, you know what he has to do? He has to take his shirt off his body and put it in the water and wash it, and then wet to a dry, and then put it right back on again, because he has no other clothing. So Mela, this guy has the right to wash his clothing on Thursday, because he's doing it really to cover on Shabbos. Why is he washing it now? So when it comes Shabbos, he'll have a fresh clothing. But he's allowed to wear it right now because he has nothing else to wear. So that's what the Mishnah's talking about. A person that has only one shirt, when is he allowed to wash the shirt? The cover Shabbos, he's allowed to wash it. When do you wash the cover Shabbos? On Thursday. Because you have to take it off and wash it and put it on right away. But if you want to wash now, if you have more than two shirts, you have more than one shirt, you want to wash one shirt now, just to leave it over to be able to wear after Tishrei, it could be maybe that's mutter. The Gemara says, the person only has one shirt. The Yomer Rav Asi said that Omer Rav Yechanan, Mi Shein Lo Yeh L'Cholik Echad. If you have a person that only owns one shirt, he only has one cholik. The locher is Muta L'Chabse V'Cholik Shemoyed. Even though on Cholik Shemoyed also there's an Issa Kibbus, you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Cholik Moed. And there is a different Gzeirah. There the Rabbanim wanted you, Bedavka, to wash the clothing before Yom Tov. The Rabbanim were afraid that if people are going to be able to wash your clothing on Cholik Moed, people are going to say, I have no time to wash my clothing before Yom Tov. I'm too busy. So they'll go into Yom Tov wearing dirty clothing, and they'll figure, as soon as it comes Chol HaMoed, then I'm not working, then I'll wash the clothing. So Rabbanim didn't want that to happen, so they said, nothing doing. We're making an issi, you're not going to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, everybody's going to wash their clothing before Yom Tov, and they'll come into Yom Tov dressed nicely. So the deal with Rabbanim, not going to wash clothing on Chol HaMoed. What about somebody that only has one shirt? So even though he washed his shirt Erev Yom Tov, still the shirt got dirty, and he wants to have a nice shirt for the last days, so he's allowed to wash his shirt during Chol HaMoed. First, only has one cholik, mutla chasa b'cholik shemoed. So the same thing applies here, so by Tisha B'Av. If you only have one shirt, you're allowed to wash it on Thursday. Rashi b'ni shein le'cholik echad, t'yein le'lahachlif, he has nothing to switch over to. Umay mifnei kovod ha-Shabbos, what does it mean you're washing on Thursday, the kovod ha-Shabbos? It means like this. Diloy mechabis hashtiv is not going to wash it now on Thursday. The chamishi sule moslechabis, they can't wash it anymore. So now the only way to have it washed for Shabbos is to wash it on Thursday. That was the day they used to do the wash. And the same thing on Chol Shemoyed. Shainly ala Chol Kech, someone who has one shirt. The leisagid le mechabis mifnei aknima, he has to wash in order to get the bugs out of the shirt. The afilu kibis of leamoyed, even if he washed it before Yom Tov. Mutl lechabis beboyed, you let it wash it over again on Yom Tov. Because you let the same shirt stay a few days, there'll be no kinim, there'll be no bugs there. So therefore, we're allowed to wash it even on Chol HaMoed. But itmanami, we learned like this also. Itmanami, Omer Rabbi Binyamin, Omer Rabbi Lozom, Loishanu, when does our Mishnah say, you're not allowed to wash your clothing, Ela Lechabes V'Lilbash. It's only also to wash the clothing during the 9 days for the purpose of using it, of wearing it. If you only want to wash it, to leave it over, then I'll tell you mutter. You lie to take a wash it and just leave it over to the Tisha B'Av, that's mutter. Meisvei, I have a kasha on you. Ose lechabes lefnei Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to wash the clothing before Tisha B'Av. Now, during these 9 days, you're not allowed to wash your clothing. And afilu laniach, even if the purpose is laniach, to leave it over, liach Tisha B'Av. It says clearly that it's also not from the brayso, and that's why paskan l'alocha. If you're not allowed to wash the clothing during the 9 days, even if you don't plan to use it now, just to leave it over to after Tisha B'Av, that's also awesome. Like Rashi before said, it's called you be mesalek yinesiach das from the avelis. You think you're doing something else, you shouldn't do it during the 9 days, even though you don't plan to wear your clothing. Baita, v'giyat shalonu, the way here in Bavel, the way we wash our clothing is kekibbut shalahem. It's the way they do in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi said like this, v'giyat shalonu, the way we iron out, giyat pasha means ironing. After you wash it, you smooth out the begadim, you iron it out to make it look nice. So v'giyat shalonu, Rashi, ain't a yofa. We don't do such a good job, our ironing.
Ela kikibachohem. Our ironing, even when we get finished, it's only as good as the way when they wash their clothing, the way their clothing comes out. The yosle gias lefnei tishibov, and you're not allowed to hu adin gias to iron out our clothing. Afilu laniach leach tishibov. Even ironing the clothing is also aser. Our kibachalana muta. But our washing in bubble is so shvach. Our washing, we do such a bad job, we're allowed to wash our clothing. In other words, what's also meant to do something, a professional, some type of a good job you do with your clothing, that's also to do. So in Eretz Yisrael, that they wash it very good, there even kibbutz is also. Mashaykin, above all, the kibbutz, the washing they do is a very bad job. They don't know how to wash too good. Mashaykin, when they get finished ironing, even after the ironing, it's only as good as the Bnei Eretz Yisrael does after they can finish washing. So Melam Bovel, it's also to do like ironing. That's awesome. But just to wash the clothing, that's mutter and bovel. They don't do such a good job, so the washing there is mutter.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
So Master Dafilo, yeah. So our ironing is like their washing. Uklepishdon. When you have flax clothing, ain't behem mishum giyitz. Flax clothing doesn't have mishum giyitz. Shrashi kli pishtin ain't behem liyese mishum giyitz. Ella bekli milas. By kli pishtin, that's very good clothing. Pishtin means flax clothing. There's the washing of flax clothing. You don't do too much. Like flax clothing is very good the way it is. So even when we wash it and ironing it, we don't make it too much better than the way it was before. Therefore, there's no iser in washing a kli pishton on the 9 days. Kli pishton ain behem mishum giyitz. So Mara says to yufta, meretz anafra to yufta. Here the beginning says clearly that you're not allowed to wash the clothing during the 9 days, even though the kavanah is just to leave it over till after Tisha B'Av. So it says clearly that it's awesome. Yeah. Now this halacha that says kli pishton ain behem mishum giyitz was saying the svar is kli pishton is because you have good clothing. You have good clothes like we had before, kli pishtin, lasts a long time. Since it lasts a long time, even when it gets dirty and when you wash it, you're not making that much of a simcha in washing it. It's still a nice, good cloth. Like some sheet is, you have to shell it sometimes a little bit, a mold. One of the coolest sometimes to wash now, clothing you have to is, that our clothing is also called like a kli pishtin. And our clothing is also good clothing. Even if it gets a little bit dirty, it's still called the geshmaka suit, still called a good shirt. Called a good cloth. It's not like a shmat that when it gets dirty, it's unusable, and there the cleaning really makes a big simcha, makes something good out of it. But our clothing also sometimes is like a kli pishtim. Fighter. Sholach ravad, you're not going to wash. There's certain cases though, there's certain coolers, the mitzvah of this svara applies today also. Fighter. Sholach rav yitzchak bar gurin. Mishmed rav yechin. Afa pi shomru. Even though it was said that kli pishtim ain behem mishum giyitz, that a kli pishtin, a flax cloth, is a very good cloth. It doesn't make a difference if you wash it or not. Avol also leloishem b'shabbos shechal tishabav lias mesechay. Even though there's no issue to wash it, like you're allowed to wash these clothing, but I call upon them to wear it that night. You're not allowed to put on a fresh kli pishtin during the 9 days. So drash leshanu she'asul leloishem b'shabbos shechal tishabav lias mesechay. That's right. So Kitzah, this is we're saying this kula to wash the kli pishtin. It's only a kula to wash it, but to wear it, that you're not allowed to put on. Even the kli pishtin, even though it's not so different than after the washing, before the washing, but I call upon it once it was washed, you can't put it on now during the 9 days. At least the shvua shechal by tishvav. Omer Rav lo yishonu ela lefonav was only said the days before tishvav of that week is aser. Avol yachrav mutal chrob shita. Unless the Tisha B'Av comes out on Wednesday. So it's only also to wash the clothing that week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The days before Tisha B'Av is also. But after Tisha B'Av, Thursday and Friday, that about was mutter. Rashi says, Loishonu she'osel lov shoy mishu shechal Tisha B'Av v'diyos toichoy elu b'yom mishalafnei Tisha B'Av she'imcha b'yom revi. Tisha B'Av comes out on Wednesday. Osel lov shoy rishon sheni shlishi. Avol yachrav, the day after Tisha B'Av, chamishi v'shishi, about was mutter. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Afilu liyachrav nami yosser. Is that week that Tisha B'Av comes out on as din of the whole week? The whole week is Osir. Even if Tisha comes out on Wednesday, the Thursday afterwards, and the Friday afterwards, it's still Osir to wear new clothing. That whole week it's Osir. Meisvi Avakasha now. It says, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Avliyas B'Soichai. The week that Tisha comes out, Osir L'Sapri, now I'll take a haircut that week, or L'Chabes, and you can't wash the clothing. Or V'Chamishi Mutarim. But on Thursday you're allowed to wash your clothing, Mifnei Kavra Shabbos, because of Kavra Shabbos. Kate said, what's the case? What are we talking about right now? Chal liyos dechad b'Shabbos. Let's say Tishvav comes out on Sunday. Mutter l'chabez kol ha-Shabbos kulay. You're allowed to wash your clothing the whole week. Poshu means the rest of the week, it means Poshu. Not just not Sunday, but the days afterwards you're allowed to. Shrashi seklor ta'ayin l'achrab. It means the days afterwards you're allowed to. There it's head-on kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says even the days of that week after Tisha B'Av is also Osir, and there it says clearly the days after Tisha B'Av is Mutter. Mutter l'chabes kol ha-Shabbos kulay. What about B'Sheni, B'Shlishi, Revi'i, V'Chamishi? When Tisha B'Av comes out on one of these days, L'fon of Osir, again, only the days before Tisha B'Av is it Osir. Of L'yachar of Mutter, again, claw not like Shmuel. What about Chal Lios Berav Shabbos? Let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday. Mutter l'chabes b'chamishi. This is the case in the Mishnah that you're allowed to wash your clothing on Thursday. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, then on Thursday you're allowed to wash your clothing. Why? Mifnei kovra Shabbos. V'yim lo kibos b'chamishi b'shabbos. If you didn't wash your clothing on Thursday, mutter l'chabes b'ro Shabbos. You're allowed to wash the clothing mamash on Tisha B'Av itself on Friday. Mina mincha l'mala. After mincha, you're allowed to wash your clothing. And this Gemara says, "Layet alo abaya." On this no abaya, like gave a klal or somebody did this. V'teimer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Aho. On this last case, so Rashi says, "Hamechabes b'Tisha B'Av." Afilu min amincha l'mal. He doesn't know from the setter. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday and you did not wash your clothing on Thursday, on Friday Tisha B'Av there's no hetter to wash your clothing, even after mincha l'mal. Yeah. Weiter. Yeah. Now, Chal Liyos B'Sheni V'Chamishi. Let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on Monday or on Thursday. Kurin Shloisha, you read Shachris, you give three aliyahs. O Maftir Echad. One person gets Maftir. Shrashi Maftir, Me'isa Shloisha Achrein, Maftir. The third one, the one that gets Shlishi, that's called Maftir. You don't give more than three aliyahs in the middle of a weekday. So therefore, just means the third person, he gets maftir. The Shlishi Revi, let's say the Tisha B'Av comes out on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, Koyre Echot, there's one aliyah, or maftir Echot, and only one person gets maftir, you only give two aliyahs. It's on a Thursday, and on a Wednesday, and a Tuesday, interesting, Rosh says Koyre Echot, or maftir Echot. Echot Kerv of Watsmay Maftir. He lanes and he goofy gets Maftir. But I could, alright, this is Isaac Gazach. But I call upon him as Nagayat in the beginning of the Kasher is. But Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Lioilam, Kerv and Shloisha. Now you always have to have three Elias, like we do. Or Maftir Echot. And the one that gets Shlishi, that's like called Maftir. Yeah. So I call upon him as Nagayat to us is Tiyuf to the Shmuel. It's a Kasher and Shmuel. Here, the beginning of the Brisa says clearly. That when Tisha B'Av comes out in the middle of the week, it's only Yosef the days before. The days afterwards, Taker is Mutter. That's a Kasha and Shmuel. Omelach Shmuel, Shmuel says no. I tell you, Tanoi, Enechanami, this price is not like me. How could I argue on Tanoim? I have another Tana that holds like me. It's on my closest Tanoim. The Tanya we learned. Tisha B'Av Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. Is oichel v'shoise kol tzorchoi. You're allowed to eat and drink as much as you want. You're on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat as much as you want. O mal al shochonei afilu kisuda shleimah b'shaitei. You can have the biggest shalashudas in the world you want. Afilu the way shleimah melech had. You can have shalashudas on Shabbos. Even if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos. V'osel l'sapir l'chabbos. But you're not allowed to take a haircut or else wash your clothing. From Rosh Chodesh, here it's the first one we had, all 9 days is also, like we do Lalocha. From Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, it's also to take a haircut or to wash your clothing. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Kol HaChodesh Kuli Yosin Tisan. Not only the first 9 days, but the whole Chodesh Av is also to take haircut or to wash your clothing. Rabbi Shimon Megamil Leimer, Eino Osir El Oisir Shabbos Bavad. Only that 1 week is Osir. In other words, if Tishvav comes out on Tuesday, so only that week is Osir. V'tan Yiduch, another bright spot like this. V'noyig, V'tan Yiduch, V'noyig, Avom Resh Chodesh, V'yadatainis, another bright spot like this. V'tan Yiduch, V'noyig, Avom Resh Chodesh, V'yadatainis, Divri Rabbi Meir.
The
whole month is Osir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Eino Osir Elo Oisir Shabbos Bavad. And Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ushloshta Mikra Chodoshu. The old Darshan, one Pasuk. The Echsir, the Pasuk says, V'yishavti Kol Meshoisa Chago Chadosha V'yishavta. That week will be turned over into a Navelis. The one that says that all 9 days is Osir, he dashes in the word Mechago, from the word Mechago.